Talk a little bit about the Milchemes HaGivonim. Really first, we'll talk about the first couple of psukim. Tomorrow we'll get to what was with the Givonim. So the pasuk starts before the Givonim came. The pasuk starts like this: Vahiki Shmoya Kalamalochim Ashebever Hayaldein Behor Bashvele B'Kuchoyf Hayem Agodol Vayiskabtu Yachdov. All the goyim got together. Lilochein im Yisrael im Yeshua im Vim Yisrael Peachot. So the lashon of the pasuk says they gathered together to fight Yeshua and Klal Yisrael. Pe'echot. Pe'echot is one mouth, one meaning like one position. They all came with one position. It's a little bit strange the way the Torah describes this milchama. First of all, describes that they all gathered together. Why? What's the point of that? Why does it say that they were fighting Yeshua and Yisrael? It's one war. They're fighting Klal Yisrael, they're fighting Yeshua. Right? It's one war. Smashma. That they went out to fight Im Yeshua v'Im Yisrael, and then it underlines the fact that it was a Pe'echot. So if you look in the Medrash Tehillim, it's fascinating Medrash. It's also found here in the Yalkut Shemoni. The Yalkut Shemoni learns that this Pasuk that says that all the Goyim gathered together to fight us, this is so unique that there was only three times in history that there was such an event. And the Medrash reads as follows. Omar Avayvi b'shum Reb Elazar b'noi shel Reb Yosi HaGlili b'shloisha mekoymois cholku boi oylam al HaKadosh Baruch. Three times in history that there was such a war. And the way the Medrash is reading, it wasn't just against Klal Yisrael. It's against HaKadosh Baruch. That's the lashon of the Medrash. Cholku boyoylam al HaKadosh Baruch. The Medrash says, Echod b'dor afloga. The first time was the dor afloga. We know the famous dor afloga. Tried to build a tower to fear Melchom and Shemayim. The Echod b'mei goig u'magoig. Over there, it also uses a lashon, Yisyachtu, Yisyatzvu malachei eretz yachdov. Right? Yachad al Hashem. The Echod b'mei Yeshua. Fascinating Medrash. So the Medrash clearly is telling us that this war was different than any other war. There were only in history two other events like it. One is one that will be, B'Goy Gumogik, B'Mei Mashiach, and one was in the Dor HaFloga. The strange thing is that if you look at the Pasuk, where is it merumas in the Pasuk? That this was so unique. What else is new? A bunch of goyim getting together to fight Klal Yisrael. That's every month of Kedarshtik. What's new here? What did the Medrash see here new? So the Medrash clearly is being open on the fact that it says Vayiskabtzu Yachdov, and it says Pe'echot. The Medrash even brings the Pasuk of Pe'echot. The question what that is. There's a Maral in Netzach Yisrael, in Perek Lamed Ches, he has a whole piece just on these couple of lines in the Medrash. He brings down the Yalkut Shemoni, and he's mamish oimen on this Nekudah. He says, Mavur b'chazal, kinasu umois, the Gentiles got together, same level. Question is what that was. So I want to tell you a simple idea, and with this you'll understand also another nekuda. We know the famous pasuk in Parshas Balak. Sorry, Balak, I'm sorry, Moyav. Sorry, Moyav, sorry, Midyon. And Rashi brings down that Moyav and Midyon, they were the biggest enemies. They hated each other's guts. So Rashi brings down, so what's pshat? Rashi says they came to fight Klal Yisrael. They got together, even though they were arch enemies. Midian and Moav were arch enemies. Soinim, mamish soinim. it came to fight Klal Yisrael, they became chaverim. It's famous Rashi. Simple, you learn is they had a common cause. They had a common cause. And since they had a common cause, they got together. But really, it's a lot deeper than that. It's a lot deeper than that. The idea is like this. There's a koyach in the Bria. It's called Achdus. Okay. Achdus, unity. Forget all the mussar that there is on unity. Koyach of unity is unbelievably powerful. Unbelievably powerful. In every sector in life. In every sector. If you're running a company and there's unity between the different parts of the company, company knocks. If you're running a political party and it's fractured, you can't get anywhere with the party. One of the biggest talent, the most talented politician that was trying to become president in 2020 was a woman senator. Her name was Harris, Senator Harris. I felt from the whole list of the candidates, she was the most qualified. Not I would have voted for her. But I meant qualification between all the people from Joe Biden, who's not 100% as far as not everything, all the marbles are intact. He's got a nice fellow, but he's aged. And then you have Mishigoyim like Sanders and Warren. Mishigoyim. She was actually a Bala Seichel. She was a good debater. In my opinion, she presented probably the biggest threat to the Republicans. I'm not a big political chacham. Which I don't know if the oil knows, last week she gave up. It was a pellet to everybody that she gave up. Because they have everybody over there. I mean, the field is like as big as it's unbelievable. Why did she jump out? She started with the biggest fanfare. 20,000 people were by, when she made her announcement, 20,000 people were there to cheer her on. Okay. One of the first debates, she fapakt Biden. Fapakt him. So what happened to her? You know what happened to her? No money. No money. Why no money? Why talk? Talented. She has connections to all the billionaires in California. She's a senator in California. Why talk of no money? So it was Nisbagel that her campaign was a fractured campaign, which means they didn't have a unified message. Akudim, Tluim, like Lovon, there was fights in the party, in her campaign. Her sister gave one day, other day is in the campaign, the third day is. Bekitzer, a fractured campaign can't get anywhere. Doesn't matter how good the top of the ticket is. If it's a fractured campaign, can't go anywhere. Because Pirud kills all the energy. And Achdus, the Eibishter built into the Bria, that Achdus is the biggest strength. Achdus is the biggest koyach of the Bria. That's the Metzius. Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky Zatzal used to say that the reason why we find throughout history things change, Lamashal, there used to be Kishuv, real Kishuv. I'm not talking about somebody in front of a room pulling a bird out of a hat. Used to be real Kishuv in the world. You don't find that anymore. Shaden. You don't find them anymore, right? Rabbi Yankov had a Gevaldige Deher. He has there's a whole piece that he has throughout his Sforim on Chumash and Mishnayis and Shas. He holds that the Rabbanu Shalom in history always made that the koyach hara had to be equal to the koyach hatov. Otherwise, there's no bechira. So Biankov said like this. He has the different kasha. He said, look at all the musa there is today. Look at the Torah. There's kemat no musa. Chodesh Elul. Do you find anything in the Torah about Chodesh Elul? Nothing. Later, as the Torah went on, Elul became a... What happened to Elul? So he said the Torah says the earlier Torah, they didn't need it. He said, as long as there was Nevi'im, as long as there was a godliness in the world that was a B'malam and Ateva, there had to be witchcraft. Because if there wouldn't have been witchcraft, there wouldn't be Bechira. If there wouldn't be Chartumei Mitzrayim, there wouldn't be Bechira. What did Pari do? What was Pari's first reaction to Moshe? He calls in the Egyptian witchcraft, right? Why? Somebody comes with a koyach of witchcraft. Bring in the koyach hatume. Vayasu gam chartumim Mitzrayim b'lotayim. And the emphasis when the chartumim, when the witchcraft wasn't able to prevail by makas kinim in other places. So what the chartumim say? Etzbele gimi. Right? Even the Egyptian witchcraft, the ones that were involved in witchcraft, they took a step back. He said, okay, this is the Rabbanu Shalom. So Rabbi Yankov said, that's why when there was a koyach hanavuah, there had to be a koyach harah. Even in the time of the Tanoim and Amiron, they were able to do tchis hamesim. So there had to be a sabbat de behituna. So if there's Tanoim and Amiron, they could do tchis hamesim, and there's no koyach hatum in the world against it, there's no balance. And that's how he explains how it evolved in history. Why we find the koyach hatum was much stronger, but that's because the koyach hakadusha was so strong. So in order for it to be balanced, kol hagodol mechaveiroi, the Vilna Gaon says, Yitzchak gadol himena. Why? Because it's an unbalanced picture. If somebody's adam gadol, and they still have the same yetzahara that you and I have, so they don't have bechira. What's the bechira? So in order for adam gadol to have bechira, he needs to have a yetzahara that's as big as his yetzahara toif. So he has to get stronger. That's a Yankiv's Yisoid. Achdus is the same way. The Eibishter created a Koyach Achdus. It doesn't just work for good. Koyach Achdus works for bad, just like it works for good. And just like for good, the Achdus Mamish could break through every obstacle possible when you have unity. Koyach Atuma, if there's Achdus, it could Mamish break through everything. Could the worst devastation. But there's a big difference between the two. Reb Chaim Brisk, when he was 6 years old, or 5 years old, his father, the Beis HaLevi, was trying to wake him up in the morning. He was having a hard time getting up. So the Beis HaLevi pointed out the window. He said, look, the garbage men, the Goyish garbage men, they're up already. They're cleaning the garbage. No. The Beis HaLevi looked, the Reb Chaim looked at his father. He said, Tata, it's not fair. You can't compare me to the garbage collectors. I said, why not? He said, the garbage collector, the Yetzirah, also wants him up. By me, my Yetzirah wants me in bed. By me, I have a battle to get up. He has the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah says, come on, Jack, get up. Start your day. So it's an unfair. You can't ask me the kasha. The Eibishter couldn't make the koyach ha'achdus that there is without having also koyach achdus l'ra. If there's no koyach achdus l'ra, then there's no bechira. There would be no bechira. So the fact is that the Eibishter created in the koyach of achdus. That's why you see people, the koyach, when a bunch of guys decide to do something bad, it's shreklich. Shreklich. Sometimes the extent of damage that a group of guys that are unified to do negative. Look today, look in the Rahman al-Islam and the gangs, what they do. That an individual won't even do such a thing. The MS-13. They murder people. They murder people live, they cut their chest open, they take their hearts. I mean, it's mamish, that the worst chayra won't do such a thing. And Mistam, there's a whole shayla nusach between the politicians, if you could call them people. Because the president called them animals. The lefties said, Haki, you shouldn't call anybody animals. I thought animals was a compliment. But the lefties are tainous that the Trump called them animals. It says you don't call any human being animals. This is human. That's called a human being. But you can only do something like that with a gang. I don't think an individual human being would be able to do such a thing. A gang. An ichud l'ra. Kesher rishon. That's a tremendous thing. It's a tremendous koyach. Yeshua ben Nun just finished, as we explained in the last couple of weeks, being ma'achad am Yisrael, making us one, explaining to us, that's the whole idea of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, that's our strength. That's why as soon as there was a pirud, sinas chinam, we lost Eretz Yisrael, we lost the Beis HaMikdash. That's our strength, that's our super strength. Our super strength is our achdus. Kol zman de goyim apudim, they don't stand a chance. If we're achdus and they're separate, they don't even stand a chance. The moment the Goyim get together, Pa'achdus, then they're fighting us with the spiritual koyach hatumah. That happened 3 times in history. That's what Chazal tells us. The Doron Floge, Vayiskab tzu yachtov, over here, and by Goygu Mogug. They're using our koyach, but in the negative. And that's when it becomes dangerous. That's the most dangerous things in history. So now it's Givaldik. Vayikab tzu yachtov lilochem im Yeshua v'im Yisrael. They were fighting with Yeshua because Yeshua was the one who was being ma'achad Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael were fractured, they wouldn't be fighting with us. They're fighting with our strength. Yeshua benun came, he was ma'achad Am Yisrael. The moment Yeshua was ma'achad Am Yisrael, we became stronger. And they were vayiskab tzu yachtav lihilochim. That's how they came up, lihilochim. And that's taka the job. The job of the Melech Yisrael was to be ma'achad Am. And this is something we have to realize. Everything we do in life with achdus has unbelievable koyches. At the same time, we have to realize, chas v'shalom, a person has a tkufa, they go through a difficulty, a challenge. In that, you should never be miyachid. Try to struggle, go through the struggle yourself. When you're miyachid, it's a whole different level. It's a bottomless pit. Achdus is an endless growth. And at the same time, it's a bottomless pit. And it's mamish zelu, mamish zelu, also like him. It's mamish two koiches work against each other.